I'm Dr. Rachel Monades, and when I need tech help, these are my go-to guys.
You are listening to Tom and Mike, TOSA's Talking Tech. Subscribe on iTunes today. Just search TOSA's Talking Tech in the iTunes store.
All right, guys, this is Tech Tom, and I'm just going to jump in here and talk to you about our decision to go ahead and split this up into two different podcasts here. We had a lot of stuff to talk about and a lot of things to go over, and we figured nobody would want to listen to an hour and a half podcast, so we cut it up into two 45-minute segments, the first of which follows. Hope you enjoy and tell your friends to subscribe. And back to the show.
Welcome to TOSA's Talking Tech, your source for talk about educational technology, tech tips and tricks, and the changing face of education in the Bassett Unified School District and beyond. Here are your hosts, Michael Jeffcott and Tom Covington.
Welcome to our special edition of TOSA's Talking Tech. This is the Q16 version of TOSA's Talking Tech. I think we'll number this, what, 11 or 10?
Number 11.
Number 11. All right. And today we are broadcasting live from the Q conference. We came up here with a team of from Bassett Unified of our specialists, and we have spent the day in a whole bunch of sessions learning about technology, and it's been completely awesome. So you're not just going to hear me talking today. I know I've done the intro. Mike is also here with me as usual.
Yeah. Hello, I'm Michael Jeffcott, one of the technology integration specialists at Bassett Unified School District.
And we also have a couple of our other tech specialists with the Bassett Unified School District. Go ahead and introduce yourself.
Hi, my name is Belinda Puente, an early literacy specialist.
Hello, I'm Marlo Leon, early literacy specialist.
And today, like I said, we're going to be reviewing our sessions at Q. Mike and I have gone to Fall Q. We've never been to the Palm Springs Q before. But Belinda and Marlo and Yvonne have never been to a Q session. And right off the top of your head, give me two words or three words that explain how you felt about today's Q session. Belinda.
It was busy, exciting, and overwhelming.
Okay. And that Marlo.
That was three, though. But
okay. I said two to three. It's fine. Okay.
I would say a lot of learning,
networking.
And just being part of an exciting event.
Great. That's right. And Mike, what about you?
Off the top of my head, social. And utterly amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'd have to say, number one, it was very hot. We had above 90 day today. Yeah, yeah, no.
We're used to it in SoCal.
But social, very social. And
yes.
Gained a lot of Twitter.
Yeah, and I learned a lot followers. Today. So. Very knowledgeful, if I could say knowledgeful. Okay, so we're going to go over a little review of what we did today. And the structure is going to be pretty simple. We're going to ask all of our participants what they learned from a session, that you know, their most memorable either tip or learning from one of the sessions they were in. And then one of the most powerful or things that they remember from outside of a session. And then overall, what they're looking forward to tomorrow.
Okay. And if you are a regular listener to our podcast, you know what Q is. We've talked about it a lot. But if not, Q is stands for Computer Using Educators. They're based in California and throughout all the counties in California and a few in Nevada. And this is their national conference, their big one. It's over 4 days.
4 days. It started yesterday, Wednesday. With a registration and a media fest, and then it goes today, Thursday, tomorrow, Friday, and then most of the day Saturday. So yeah,
and I believe they have about 200 sessions that you can go to.
Uh-huh. Over 7,000 people at the conference itself.
It is a little crowded.
Yes, it is pretty crowded.
Get to your sessions early.
We're waiting.
Oh, sorry.
Go ahead. Name, title.
Yvonne Flores.
Okay, what do you do for our district, Yvonne?
I'm a specialist in 21st century learning and innovation.
Okay, thank you very much. And we can go on from here. Okay, so today we attended Q. Like I said, And let's just go around. Somebody want to start with what their most memorable in-session event was today? Anybody?
So my most... Oh, sorry.
Hold on.
It's okay. I edit.
Yes. Okay. Cleans up very nicely.
Okay. My most memorable experience today at Q, I would say attending the literature and coding, creating storyboards with coding.
Okay. And who was presenting that one, Marlo?
Oh, the presenter was Leticia Batista. She was a passionate kindergarten teacher. She is a passionate teacher. And it showed with her presentation.
Uh-huh. And that most memorable thing, what did you take away from that session?
Using, the students are able to use their iPad, creating their own story. They could create their own story as an introduction or reflect on a story that they're reading in their class. So it was great because they would use the camera to take five pictures was the example. Take five pictures of anything that the student finds that connects them to the story, to any story. So it can be pictures in the classroom or outside. And then they would go ahead and use the Note app and sketch those pictures that they've taken.
Just, so Apple's Note app?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Then with their sketching, they would go ahead and create a script on Scratch Junior, which is a free app.
Mm-hmm.
And this just allows for the students to collaborate with one another and be creative. And it's just, I think it's real powerful when the students can take their interpretation of something and create a story with it.
Great. Awesome. Belinda, let's go ahead and go with you next. Your best thing or your most memorable thing from inside of a session.
Great. So I was at the Shed the Mystery of VLD in ELA with Lisa Nowakowski. And she's from King City. And one takeaway that I thought, you know, I could use this, she shared with us some clips that didn't have any dialogue and had her students create the dialogue and therefore being able to incorporate writing and talking, discussing, collaborating. And she did this with her fifth graders, her fifth grade ELD class. So that I thought that was a great thing that I could start and take away and start on Monday.
Cool. Great. Thanks.
Mm-hmm. Great.
Mike, you have any takeaways from today?
Oh, okay, sorry.
Hold on. Let me rephrase that. Mike, what's your most memorable? Because I know we have a lot.
I got
most
memorable. You.
Okay.
How much time we got on that tape?
Well, lots of hours, but nobody's going to listen that long.
Okay. So, all right. I'll make it short then.
Okay, thanks.
Okay. My number one.
Number one.
Coding and programming from young to old. And my best description for this.
Okay.
It was like an adult playground with technology.
Oh, wait. You didn't name drop.
I'm getting to that.
Okay. Hold on. So adult playground with technology.
I just want to describe and set the scene.
Oh! Okay. That was my wow. Okay.
So this was... Several people put this on, but Brian Briggs that we know. Ooh. And he's,
at Bri Briggs on Twitter.
He is from Check This Out.
Yes, he is. Check This Out.
Podcast. Plumas Lakes Elementary. He's a director of innovation and instructional technology. And in this session, they also had Sam Patterson.
Yes. Hold on.
Name drop. Hold on.
There you go.
Okay. And there was a bunch of Apple Distinguished Educators in the room.
And did you see the students that were in the room?
I did.
Making media. But we'll get to that later.
Yeah. Okay, fine. And we made that media.
Yes, I know.
We were on it.
I know. Shh, don't tell them.
Okay. I won't. Okay. So basically, this was a playground for adults to play with technology, to code, to interact with it, to use Spiros,
to use Scratch and their coding.
Uh-huh.
There was also Dot and Dash.
Dot and Dash.
And that was fun.
Yes, it was.
Tom,
I like that one.
Tom tried to make Star Wars on there.
Superman.
Sorry. Superman.
Yeah.
We didn't have enough time.
Nope.
But I'm sure with practice, he'll get there.
Yes, I will. I hope so.
Yeah. And, what was that device? Stood up. Double something.
Double B.
Double. Oh.
Okay, so we know that listeners to our podcast are of a certain mold, would we say, and the Big Bang Theory fits within to that mold. So if you've ever seen the Big Bang Theory where Sheldon makes the robot of himself, it's the Wozniak episode, it's basically an iPad that does that, and it was really cool, and he had it rolling all over the place.
We'll look this up and put it in the show notes.
Oh, heck yeah, because it was awesome.
Yeah, it was great. We got to control that. You got to raise up your iPad that was on a stand and on rollers and roll around the room, and you could greet people from afar, and they could see you in the iPad.
Great classroom implications for that.
But this class was... This is what... I'd love to see all the sessions like this.
Yeah, it was very hands-on. That's right. I mean,
self-directed. You choose what you wanted to go to. There was an instructor at each table, and they just let you go and play with the technology. We really enjoyed it.
I like playing. Playing's fun.
Yes, as we all should.
Okay, Yvonne.
Yes.
Most memorable. One thing. Go.
Okay. 21st century instruction for 21st century students.
That sounds awesome. Yep. Who was nice leading title. That one?
Kevin Fairchild. Ooh.
Okay.
Yeah, he was pretty awesome. So he talked about 21st century instruction, and he said that here's one of his quotes. 21st century learning is not about technology.
So what's it about?
Ooh.
Oh, sorry. Ooh.
Thank you. It's about instructional practices used by teachers to prepare students for their future. Wow! Okay, so he went over 21 instructional shifts for 21st century, and what I liked about it... Wait,
21 instructional what?
Shifts.
Okay.
For the 21st century.
Sorry, come on, it's late.
And so what I liked about it is it was all PBL. Ooh. So the 8 design elements that make a gold standard PBL are all included in these 21 instructional shifts. So things like authenticity, voice and choice.
Very much like the model that we have at Bassett with BIE, Buck Institute.
Yes.
Wow.
So it's very, very cool.
So
And wait, what's your title again at Bassett Unified?
Oh, I'm a 21st century learning and innovation specialist.
And what are you training to become?
A PBL coach.
So this was right up your alley.
It was.
So something nice. You could definitely bring back to Bassett.
Oh, yeah.
And put into place.
And put into practice.
Yep.
Awesome. That was awesome. Great. I'm going to go with mine now. Mine was my first session of the day. That first session was... I'm bringing up my show notes. It was build a collaborative classroom and increase productivity using OneNote. Mm. And that was spearheaded by my man, Benson Kwok. He is from Glendale Unified, and he is Microsoft, one of their little coaches that was there. And he taught me how to use OneNote a little bit more effectively. We're going through the Microsoft Learning Leaders Training. As a district,
trying to roll this out to the
we're trying to roll it out to our peeps, and I was really excited at some of the things that he was pointing out that we can do with OneNote. So I was for my first session of the conference, it was awesome because I was seeing things that I can use tomorrow or even today when we were making our notes for this in OneNote. So it was really good. I mean, it was talk about something useful. In the classroom right away. It was really cool.
So was it a jot?
Just one thing?
Yes.
I would say so. Good job, Vaughn.
Wrong district, but yeah, okay. Yeah,
wrong district. we're not tested, but that's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's a jot.
No, you're correct. It is a jot.
Take it.
That is nice tech lingo, Yvonne. I like that.
We're proud of you.
Okay, and on our second segment tonight for Manic Minute, we have one of our guinea pigs from the district, going to be sitting in with us again tonight and playing Manic Minute with us. Why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself?
Hello, my name is Marlo Leon, and I'm an early literacy specialist at wonderful Bassett Unified School District, and I'm happy to be here.
Okay, great. We're going to ask questions back and forth. I'm going to start, and you're going to respond with the first thing that comes to your mind.
Okay.
It's called Manic Minute because we're trying to get it under a minute, but nobody's done it so far. So we're going to get as close as we can. Are you ready?
Could be first.
You could be first.
Okay.
All right.
I'm ready.
So your first question, Star Trek or Star Wars?
Star Wars.
Apple or Android?
Apple.
Your favorite childhood game?
Monopoly.
What is your biggest tech integration accomplishment so far?
Maybe integrating iMovie.
What is your best fail forward?
Fail forward? Many.
We only need one that comes to mind.
Yeah, just pick one.
Okay, one. Maybe when I started using PowerPoint.
Okay. Type of tech that scares you the most?
Starting off with like a new program, like Microsoft Office.
Okay.
What is your best advice for tech reluctant or tech hesitant teachers?
I would say just rely on your background and experience and to go ahead and don't be afraid to make those mistakes and fail and just go learn as you go.
And what is your tech guilty pleasure?
Oh, selfies.
Oh, nice.
Nice.
If you die, if you died tomorrow, what would be on your tombstone?
Family person.
Why is tech important in the classroom today?
Students are ready to use it.
Very good. And lastly, what is your perfect Sunday?
Sunday morning coffee.
And we're back with another Manic Minute with another one of our specialists at the BIC. Go ahead and introduce yourself. We've had her on the show before, and we're glad to welcome her back.
Thank you. Hello again. My name is Belinda Puente, and I am an early literacy specialist.
Great. So Manic Minute, you've heard it before. Basically, we're going to ask you a whole bunch of questions, and you have to answer them as quickly as you can. The goal is to do it in under a minute, but that goal hasn't been reached yet. Some of them are going to be hard. Some are going to be easy, but all you got to do is say the first thing that comes to mind. Are you ready?
I think so.
Okay. Star Trek or Star Wars?
Star Wars.
Apple or Android?
Apple.
Favorite childhood game?
Oh. What's that game called? Oh my gosh.
No helping from the audience.
The surgery. What do you do? The Operation. I like that game. Yeah, no helping. Thank you.
What is your biggest tech integration accomplishment so far?
Using OneNote, sharing files through OneNote. It's pretty
nice.
Yeah.
What is your best fail forward?
My best fail forward is probably trying to get my eighth grade class last year to do group presentations using PowerPoint, and that was one of my big fail forwards.
Type of tech that scares you the most?
Those are our presentation boards. What are those called? That we have in our district, that smart boards?
Yes.
Yes.
Or Panasonic
touch screens. Panasonic, yes, touch screens. That not familiar with those yet.
Okay. What is your best advice for tech reluctant or hesitant teachers?
I guess my best advice, just like anything new that was introduced to you along the way, try it, give it a shot. I think you'll be surprised at how much you really can do.
What is your tech guilty pleasure?
My cell phone.
Anything specific on that cell phone?
You know what? I just was introduced to a new app, Twitter. And so it's kind of addicting, actually. So
Yes, it is.
Social media.
Yes. Yeah, there you go.
All right. So if you died tomorrow, what would be on your tombstone?
I don't need to explain it. Just say it. Today, be awesome. I would say be awesome. That would be on my tombstone.
Why is tech important in the classroom today?
Tech is important in the classroom today because tech is such a part of our lives. I think it should be a part of our classrooms. We shouldn't exclude it from the classroom. It's a part of our every other part of our life. We should integrate it there too.
Great. And the last question today is, what is your perfect Sunday?
Perfect Sunday would be sleeping in, enjoying breakfast with my family, and doing nothing else but watching movies.
Nice.
All right. Awesome. Thank you very much.
Yes, well, thank you.
We'll come back with our Q wrap up. Awesome.
Bye.
Okay. So we've gone over our one thing that happened within a session that we loved or that we remembered. Now we're going to talk about things that happen outside a session, because if you come to a conference, you know that it's not just what happens in the sessions. There's a lot of things that happen outside of the session that really impact our lives, that really help us along our way, and that are really memorable. So we're going to go ahead. I'm going to take a volunteer. I don't know who's going to go first. Whoever would like to go first can go ahead and speak about their one thing outside of a session that they remember the most or that they can use right away.
Don't everybody jump up at once.
Yeah, see, this is where I edit to take out all the downtime, because one of you is going to say, oh, okay, I'll go first. And it's going to sound exciting and enthusiastic, and I'll cut to that point.
I heard somebody say something about unconference. Maybe they want to talk about their unconference experience.
Well, I didn't go to the unconference, but I'll go ahead and share my memorable event.
All right. Thank you, Marla. Go ahead.
That occurred outside of any of the sessions.
And it wasn't the really, really expensive lunch, right?
No.
Okay, good. Because I don't want you to take that one.
Or the free dinner.
Wait, we're going to have to edit that.
Why?
Go ahead, Marlo.
I think it's something everyone has experienced. But for me personally, it's a memorable experience. Just networking with the different educators that are here attending Q. And really sharing our experiences, our backgrounds, and our challenges that we face right, you know, today. And
was there somebody in particular that you connected with?
I did. I connected with Michelle from Roland Unified.
Ooh. And that's really close to us, right?
It is, yes.
Awesome.
So, and another thing is a lot of the people that I met, they're in new positions.
Just like
all of us.
That's
just
right.
Like me.
Bonding.
Bonding. Mm-hmm.
It's
bonding.
Yes. And it's just wonderful to hear that you're not alone. And although the challenge might not be the same, they're somewhat related.
Uh-huh.
And it's kind of like this new wave of learning in education, because we want our students to be 21st century learners. And so that's something that's memorable.
Good. I like that we're making connections, because yes. You know what? We're kind of isolated in our district.
But you that's know, what Q is all about.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we might have 200 people in our district, but really, how many of the teachers in our district do what you do, Marlo? There's one other, right?
Yes.
And so sharing that with Belinda is nice, but knowing that there's others out there that are going through the same thing that you are, that might be in the same position as a TOSA or early literacy specialist, and that brotherhood and camaraderie and that just sharing of like what you go through every day. It's like, oh, somebody's like, wow, you understand me.
Or somebody who's been doing it for 5 years.
And you're like, oh, come talk to me because I need
and
help.
And I've had those fail forwards.
Oh, yeah.
And I can tell you, no, don't go down that path.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We tried that, doesn't work. Right. Do this instead and save yourself a couple of years of headache.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right.
It's
that's part of what we're here for.
Yeah.
Because everybody here is us in their district type of thing, you know, mm-hmm. that specialist that needs, you know, is doing things in their district that really nobody else is doing. And we all come together and, you know, I think at the keynote today, which we're going to talk about later, uh-huh. it kind of brought that out a little bit, you know, mm-hmm. how we're all here doing the same thing and we need to celebrate that.
Yes.
Great. Thanks, Marla. That was awesome.
Oh, thank you.
Anybody else?
I'll jump in.
Okay, Michael.
Q has these unconferences.
Mm-hmm. Yes, they do.
In the hallways, kind mm-hmm. of set up. Well, just off the hallway, uh-huh. in the room. We went to one right after our last session.
Yes, we did.
And this was like a little social media one.
Yes, it was. Mm-hmm.
And it was exciting. You got to meet people that you've joined their personal learning communities with on Twitter.
Yes.
And see them in person.
Mm-hmm. That is correct.
And be able to communicate on a different level.
And Michael, who are you name dropping?
Ooh, well, the person in charge of this one was Ben Cogswell.
Okay, hold on.
And he's known as Coach Ben.
He is on Twitter, Coach Ben.
And you'll recognize him by his beard.
That's right.
And we ran into Ryan O'Donnell.
That's right.
And again, he's from Check This Out podcast.
And we're all on Twitter. I mean, we blew Twitter up at that meeting.
Yeah.
Because it was like, oh my gosh, I Twitter with you all the time. Wait, I have to take a picture with you.
Ran into Kate. Kate's last name?
Tolnai.
And several others,
yes,
that we have follow, mm-hmm. and it was just such a different experience to meet them in person, and then share out things you've seen today,
yep,
and exchange ideas and their recommendations for other people to follow, and getting ideas, bouncing it back and forth,
pushing it out,
yep.
And what did you do during that unconference piece, Mike?
Well, it was kind of a social gathering,
yes,
so
it was.
We were done for the day. I believe they had a Wii set up.
Yes, they did.
And they had Mario Kart going.
And you jumped right in. And
I was invited over. I uh-huh. didn't hesitate.
Of course not.
I'll admit it.
You don't want to be rude.
I don't game very much, but when there's an opportunity, I'll jump in.
Uh-huh.
And I was doing quite well.
You were.
Until
You guys were having a lot of fun over there. I was looking at that. And I was
my
like,
partner confused me a bit.
Who was your partner? So we can give her a shout out.
Jenna Rogers.
And it's at Miss Jenna Rogers on Twitter as well.
Yeah. And I instantly followed her after that game. It was a great session we had.
Yeah, we really took that picture on there.
And we had a blast. I mean, we weren't the best probably, but we enjoyed the company. We enjoyed the game.
You guys having fun?
It was fun.
All right. Thank you, Mike. Anybody else? Let's jump in there. Yvonne, it seems like you want to talk. Go ahead.
I had the best dessert today.
You had the best dessert today. Okay. Well, okay, and how does that fit into our conference? What were we doing at our dinner?
Okay, I was meeting with other people. I met Mindy Aaron.
Come on, name
I think
drop.
Her name, Mindy Aaron from
San
Diego.
Say it again. It's Ooh. And where was she from?
From San Diego, Design 39.
Design 39, that's right.
I actually went to her session today. She talked about design thinking. Uh-huh. And that, too, was very much related to PBL, the whole idea of, you know, student inquiry, coming up with a problem, an authentic problem to solve,
okay.
And finding ways as young as kindergarten, finding ways to solve that problem within their school site or a community.
Great.
So it was really cool.
And how Although does that relate back some, to your awesome dessert?
Can you tie that in?
It was very yeah. sweet.
We were all sitting at a table brought together by a larger network that we're a part of called Discovery Education Network. And we were invited to come network by
Jessica Rivera.
Jessica Rivera.
And she's part of our PLC.
Yes, she is. She's a part of our PLC.
One of our first PLCs.
That's right.
And we're proud to be associated with them. We've had Discovery Ed in our district for
Years,
10 plus years.
And so we were invited to a networking event, and this is where our awesome dessert came from. So why don't you describe that awesome dessert, Yvonne?
Cause oh my gosh, it was a coconut cake. Uh-huh. It was like three slices in one.
It was maybe four. Huge.
And like, then like
it was
a big
like literally
old...
bigger than your head.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, she couldn't finish it.
Nope.
We couldn't finish it.
Tom and her
Tom,
tried.
But yeah, me and Yvonne tried to tackle it, and I was ashamed.
It was a fail forward. I must.
It was a fail forward.
Totally defeated.
Because next time I'm not going
to get Belinda to help us out. And she's all, no, I'm getting my own.
Yeah.
But at that meeting, we met some good connections.
Yes, we did. We met the people from Design 39. Mm-hmm. We met some from Glendale
Unified.
Mm-hmm. I met Benson, who I just went to his session earlier that day, and I'm like, hey, I was sitting in your OneNote.
He's a coordinator for technology.
He's a technology coordinator for Glendale. And Belinda, well, they kind of wanted to separate us so that we got to network, which was awesome.
Yes.
Who did you sit next to over there, Belinda, at your table?
Well, I got to sit next to the assistant superintendent over at, and I'm going to mess up the name again, Mike, is it Poway?
Poway.
Yeah, I keep wanting to say it the other way.
Like the old Pow. Batman. Yeah,
Pow. Okay, I remember that. Pow.
Do you remember their name?
So, I do not.
They're, North San Diego?
North County. They're considered North County, and...
Yeah, that's a big thing down there, North County.
Yeah.
I'm North County.
Right, exactly, yeah. They're not from East County. They're from North County. And got a chance to talk to them about their school district, what they're doing, and they are doing some great things, some things that we thought, hey, this might work at Bassett. So it was great to make that connection, talk to them, see what works and didn't work, and just exciting things. One of the things I really liked was their learning walks. So they really are building that community within their schools and learning from each other.
So Belinda, is this your one thing out of the conference that you learned?
This is just my one thing.
Well, I guess I could count.
We weren't even going there yet.
No, we weren't.
Good job. Yeah, do you have another? Would you like to? Okay, go ahead and finish with this one.
Okay. Yeah. So, we also got to meet, Mark, who worked for the Fresno County of Ed, and talking about what they're doing over there in their county and trying to support their districts, and just got to talk to Jessica
Rivera. Yes,
Rivera, and
who invited us?
Who She's invited from Discovery us? Education. Very gracious host. She. Just as very supportive of Bassett and helping us think of other ways we can integrate Discovery Ed into our classrooms and help it make it just more user friendly for teachers to use that resource.
And she really helped out in Bassett with helping us launch that Den Ambassadors program, mm-hmm.
which I think we're going to be doing again.
I mean,
it was really successful.
They did so much work with strategies that mm-hmm. we can integrate in the classroom. They helped us build the trainings. They sent them out to us. It was really useful.
Yeah, that's a great thing.
Okay, and I think it's my turn mm-hmm. for my
what
outside. You know what my outside was?
What?
My outside was going on badge list and signing up for the Q badges. Oh. And guess who was the first to get the social media golden badge for the Q conference?
He's never going to stop talking about
this. I am never going to stop talking about this. Here we go. I was the first one to get that golden sticker.
He's like a social media.
Oh yeah, I saw John, and I was like, "Hey, wait a minute! John, no, wait,
John who?
John who?
John Carrifo from Q." Yeah. And I'm like, "Oh hey," because I saw the little roll of stickers hanging off of his backpack, and I'm like, "Hey, wait! I just finished that. I when are you handing out those stickers? He's like, really? You did? Like show me.
Show me your evidence.
So yeah. So I brought out my app and I'm like, look, here it is. Here's my evidence. And he was like, all right. And he totally unrolled like the sticker that was holding him in. He's like, here you go. It's the first one. He's like, you got to take a selfie with me and post it on Twitter that you were the first one to get the, and I was like, okay, fine, let's go.
He was very cool though.
He was, nice. He was awesome.
We followed him from the beginning.
Yep. And you know, as we're trying to take a selfie and as he's congratulating me, we're talking, he's like, hey, how's it going to everybody that's walking around? I mean, he's obviously well known, and right. to, you know, be able to talk to him for a few minutes and be the first, I was really excited. That's- and so I did post that on Twitter, and I had to, he told me to go ahead and tag Kate Tolnai. Which I did, because she's running the digital badging program.
Oh, okay.
And so I was very excited, and I got to see Kate later, and she's like, oh my gosh, you were the first one. Very like, so excited about that. And I was kind of geeking out at that moment.
I like to think I was second, but I can't verify that.
Oh.
But you did get it shortly after I did.
I did.
You did get it.
I did. Tom encouraged me, and I did.
I'm like, go on badge list. Go on badge. Go get it.
Three digital badges.
Yep. And so did I. I got the three.
For those that don't know, how could you explain a digital badge?
A digital badge is something you could append to something like a Twitter signature or your email. and it's a proficiency in something. And there, of course, there are a lot more serious badges than the Q Social Butterfly digital badge that I got, or the Q Paparazzi digital badge. There are things like Microsoft Learning Leaders and Leading Edge Certification Trainers and Google Apps for Education and Apple Distinguished Educators. These are all digital badges that people put on their signatures or can append to their, you know, sign-ins or whatever that tell you that they have completed this certain training.
But it's a way to recognize your experience in a certain field or area.
And actually, we had a nice connected TL chat about digital badging.
Oh, nice.
This was at the beginning of the month and what they meant. So that's where I got most of my information from. And that's where I found out that Kate was the one that was doing all the badging for Q. So I kind of had an unfair advantage.
You did. And I want to say I have 2 out of my 3, so I'm close behind you guys.
And we're trying to get Yvonne and Marlo up on it. So we'll see how successful we are at all getting basically Q golden tickets.
Yes.
So pretty
I'm sure you'll be the third one.
Right? I hope so.
No, I'm sure there's others that have already earned theirs.
Exactly.
Okay, so we talked about inside sessions. We talked about outside the session.
Go ahead. We've missed a big one.
What did we miss?
What's that?
The very beginning of our day.
Yeah, I was going to go over that right now. but go ahead, Mike.
You stole his thunder.
No.
Well, no, I won't steal your thunder.
No, you're just making sure it's in the podcast.
The keynote
was
amazing.
The keynote, if I had that keynote on video, I would watch it every morning before I went to work.
Okay? Exactly.
And our keynote was
inspirational.
Oh my gosh. It just made me proud to be a teacher.
Yes.
It made me proud to be one of the weirdos.
Yes.
Yes.
And if you're at the conference, you know. He's like, I'm sitting in a room with weirdos that all love tech and kids.
And everybody screamed.
Everybody was like, yeah, that's us. But it was the kickoff keynote, and it was Brad Montague. And Brad is the adult inspiration behind the Kid President campaign. If you know the little Kid President.
If you've been on YouTube.
If you haven't, you need to go Google Kid President right now. His little philosophy, the little declaration of awesome, and it's be awesome every day. And he went over his little philosophy and why he started doing Kid President. And sitting there in the audience, you know, there were a lot of things, and I was tweeting about it because it was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Kid President.
Kid.
What do you remember about that?
President. It was inspiring. It made me proud to be a teacher. It made me, I think it was just inspiring for all of us sitting there and hearing him give us a pep talk about how awesome we are and what an opportunity we have to tell our kids how awesome they are. And that was one of my big takeaways. I love that he said, one thing that he said was, be a joy rebel.
Yes.
That was just great phrase.
Okay, he dropped a Star Wars reference in there, and I have to reference it. He said, most rebels you see are angry and, you know, like, let's go throw tea in the ocean. Or he said, let's go blow up a Death Star. And being a Star Wars geek, I just freaked out. I was like, yes, he gets me.
Yes, he knows. be a different kind of rebel. Be a joy rebel. I love that. That's really great.
Good. You know, and his positive take on everything and their message about treating everyone like it's their birthday.
That was a good one.
Every
Treat
day.
Everybody like it's their birthday that, every day.
And just the way he uses social media to send out a positive message.
Dude, that social media story about hug the haters.
Hug the haters.
Haters gonna hate, huggers gonna hug. And huggers it was a story about a guy who on social media was being a little negative about Kid President.
Negative.
Well, I didn't want to. Yeah. He was being negative about Kid President, about, hey, you know, how about you go do real things and be positive? And his whole campaign on that was, you obviously are not having a good day, so I'm going to make your day better. So I like something like, oh, I like your profile picture and I hope you have a good day. And the guy just came back with like, oh my gosh, you know, like, that's not what I mean, and blah, blah, blah. And so every time he came back, they would just, you know, he put like little emoji hug. And then like the next one was like all his friends started jumping in. The guy who was being mean was like, oh, he's not really like that. He must be having a bad day. And all these people on Twitter that were hooked up to this Kid President network were like sending this guy positive messages.
Yeah.
Like, oh,
come
you're
on,
awesome.
Tim, come on.
It was Tim. It was like, come on, Tim.
That's not like you,
have
Tim.
Have a better day, you know? And at the end, he's like, oh yeah, I'm sorry. I was having
nobody.
A good day.
took Thank it you. Negative. They no. just tried to spin
and
it
everybody
positive.
Everybody was trying to treat the negative poster, I think his name was Tim, like it was his birthday, and just share the love and hug the haters. So it was awesome. I also liked, let me find it, because I tweeted it, because it was just awesome. So anybody else, go ahead and jump in.
Should we take a commercial break for you?
No, because I'm going to edit.
Oh, do we have commercials on this?
Not yet. You're working on the sponsors. Come on.
Sponsors. Hey, I've got a just this in from Twitter.
What?
Can I do a...
Yes, just this in.
Okay, newsflash. Wait,
I need like a beep, 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 beep,
okay,
beep.
Hold give on. Give me a beep, 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 beep.
I don't know if I have a newsflash.
I can make the noise. Boop, 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 boop.
Yeah, no. Go ahead, go.
Beep, 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 beep.
Okay, all right. Newsflash.
Brian Briggs has just tweeted out, Q Rockstar Camp registration opens March 19th in 2 days.
Oh, for wow. What Rockstar?
Hawaii.
Oh, like we can go there.
Seriously?
Maui.
Wow.
I like Maui.
Yeah.
Okay, so back to Kid President.
Okay. That was our news break.
Anything else on Kid President, guys?
I really appreciate how Brad shared his insight and inspiration from Kid President. And one thing I jotted down here was he said to us educators, be who you needed when you were younger. So be that teacher for our students that we needed as students.
Yeah.
And for us to treat our craft like it matters, because it does. You know, a lot of the students, you know, come into our classrooms and they look to us for inspiration. But what was so amazing about today was knowing that Brad got his inspiration from Kid President.
Yes.
And, you know, I know a lot of times we find our inspiration in our kids as well. Yeah, that was wonderful.
That really hit me. The be who you needed when you were younger. Because right away, what do you think about? You think about when you were a kid, and that was part of his thing. He's like, everybody's been a kid. And that's the common bond that when he goes to talk to people, like, you know, he's like, oh, I'm kind of socially awkward, but we all have that thing in common, that thing about being a kid. And, you know, when he said that, be who you needed when you were younger, you automatically flash back to what you needed when you were younger, and how important it would be to be somebody that you needed when you were younger. And I was just like, I'm sitting there tearing up in the freaking session. I'm trying to suck it in. You know,
and I'm looking on Twitter right now, and we talked earlier about Jenna Rogers.
Uh-huh.
Even in some of the tweets I've seen from her, she's got this, well, it's kind of cute. Good night, Q16. Sleep tight. Don't let the bed bugs bite. And if they do, take their shoe and treat them like it's their birthday.
That's wonderful.
So yeah. Impacted a lot of people.
Oh, yeah.
God, I'm keeping up with the Twitter now. It's like a novel every night.
And what's funny is when I had like 12 followers, I'm like, this is boring. Like nothing ever happens.
I added 12 today.
I know. Like, and then I start adding people and I'm like, whoa, how many tweets happened today that have the hashtag Q16?
Oh, Benson just followed me.
There you go.
Oh, fantastic.
So, I mean, making all these connections, that's why we're here. We're coming from Q.
We're developing our PLC.
I'm really looking forward to tomorrow and some of the sessions I have on tap for tomorrow. And we're going to be walking around doing minute with people. So if you see us and we stick a microphone in your face, don't be afraid. Just answer our questions. Anything else, Michael?
Sorry, I'm engrossed in the Twitter.
Oh, you're Twittering now.
I know.
I'm looking at all the Twitters from today. We posted a lot.
We did post a lot. And
I mean,
when you're in that environment where a lot of
notes.
People are toast. Oh, yeah.
I've got my
back
Twitter
at my
feed.
Q16 Twitter feed.
And they've actually created their own hashtag, Q16.
Yep. Hashtag
so Q16. You can just look that up and you can find everything posted from this event.
And you'll find us on there a lot.
All the links and all the people here.
And a picture of me and my twin.
Oh yeah, Tom found his twin today.
I'll give you
David.
David, I'll give you a shout out right now because it was really hilarious. I walk in and I'm wearing, it's St. Patrick's Day. I'm wearing a nice green
Romano,
check shirt.
Was it?
And I'm sitting there and we walk into our first time Q event. And I look over and this guy's got a green checkered shirt and khakis and tennies and a backpack on and a hat just like me. And I walk over there. I'm like, okay, dude, we got to take a picture together. And he just laughed and he's like, all right, let's go. And his name is, he is, David Romano. Oh! And he is from, he's a third grade teacher in Westlake. So, yeah.
Even his colleagues that were with him.
Yeah, even his colleagues were like, oh my God, you guys are
David, twins. You found your twin.
Yeah, so thanks, David.
That was hilarious.
I'll tweet you. I'll direct message you on what I'm wearing tomorrow.
We kept running into him all day.
We did. We ran into him like three times.
Kept confusing you. Where'd Tom go? Oh, there's David.
Any other closing thought, ladies, before we sign off for the night? Marlo?
Looking forward to day two?
Yeah, looking forward to tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. It was a great second day. I'm excited about what's in store tomorrow for us. Mm-hmm. We have a great opening session, and our schedule's full of some great sessions. So I'm looking forward to meeting some more folks tomorrow.
And don't forget, we have both the San Gabriel Valley Q, which is our local affiliate meetup tomorrow, and Q Karaoke.
Oh, that's right.
It's tomorrow.
Oh, goodness.
Yvonne,
how do we let the dogs out?
And how do we integrate that into the classroom?
We talk about risk taking.
Oh, yes.
And being yourself and being yourself,
being awesome
and
taking risks.
You know what? Sometimes you just got to sing it out.
That's right.
Nice and loud.
Sometimes
we're going to make the kids take the risk. We've got to take the risk also.
That is correct. I like that. If we're going to make the kids take the risks, we have to take the risks as well. Okay. So I think that's all the time we're going to have for tonight. We will be back tomorrow to wrap up day two if we're not too tired. So from the dog pound. Whoa, sorry.
No, we're not.
We're not at the dog pound. From the Deepwell Dream Home in Palm Springs.
Palm Springs.
This is Tom Covington.
And Michael Jeffcott.
Belinda Puente.
Yvonne Flores.
Marlo Leon.
Saying goodbye for now.
Can't get enough of those Tosas Talking Tech? Head over to www.bassettusd.org/edtosas and check out their screencasts on things like Haiku, Sign-In, Using Dropbox, Outlook Tips and Tricks, iMovie, Screencasts, and more. Want a PD scheduled for your site? Have an idea for a podcast? Or a question about tech you want answered? Email them at edtosas@bassettusd.org. That's edtosas@bassettusd.org. Your compliments, critiques, and questions are always welcome.